Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus all the glory. Well, let me encourage you from a beautiful passage of scripture from the book of 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. It says, "For whosoever or for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Hallelujah. My emphasis is, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. My dear brothers and sisters, adversity is often the enemy's attempt to rob you of the next season of God's blessings in your life. If you are under attack today, you need to do few things and you need to embrace the truth of the Word of God to overcome your enemy. And let me tell you, because you are in the army of God and Jesus being the captain of your faith, you are assured of victory at all times. So number one thing I'll encourage you to do is rise up and fight back, all right? You will be tempted to withdraw or become timid or coward and passive, especially if you have been hurt. Don't do it. Remember, a wounded animal just invites attack. And Satan loves shy, fearful types, but real fighters intimidate him. So be bold and speak the promises of God. Stand on the promises of God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's what the Bible says in James chapter 4 verse 7, right? Secondly, use all your weapons, right? The Bible says the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. They have divine power to demolish strongholds. If you see 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, right? So prayer is a weapon. Use it daily and join in prayer with others. One person alone cannot multiply faith. Increase begins when two people get together, right? Make sure you know the intercessors in your life because they have influence with God. And I like what the scripture says, right? That scripture is also a weapon, so use it. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:17, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, right? So the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit and through which Jesus, you know, destroyed the enemy in the wilderness when he was being tempted, if you remember, right? So find out what God's Word says about your situation and then use it like a sword to cut off the enemy's head. Amen. Thirdly, try to see the big picture. Few things are ever as they first appear. So look beyond the moment and see if something good is being birthed in you. After adversity comes blessing and favor. Remember that. What? After adversity comes blessing and favor. So get your eyes back on the big picture. And I like what Paul says. You know, Paul, who suffered relentless attack, said, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17, our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Hallelujah. So the bottom line of today's message to you is that you are a winner. You are on the winning side. You can win. You will win. And you will overcome any and every challenge that you're facing today in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have added into our lives, O Master, the 28th of November 2023. We are grateful to you, Father. As we begin this day, I pray that you will enable us, empower us, equip us to accomplish the task that you have given us. Anoint us with fresh oil, O Lord. And I pray that God Almighty, that as we sit in your presence and ponder on your goodness upon our lives. I pray, Abba Father God, that we'll overcome every trial, every temptation, every challenge that we face, every adversity. O Lord, will be turned into blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. Your favor will overtake our lives. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one and flourish and prosper them. I also pray for the ones who are grappling with their health conditions. I speak healing into their bodies. I rebuke every manner of sickness, every disease. Get out and enter into that body again no more. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you praise, O Jesus, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great big and a wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.